Welcome to Teidorigawa Bookmakers, episode 268, in which we have managed to make a podcast a little over a month from the last one. This time, we're going to talk about books and fiction. Last time, I talked about three books I was trying to make, or attempting to make, or planning to make, and the first one was a very thick, 300-page, 29-millimeter thick diary, one page, one day, and the other two were about 100 pages each. The blank notebooks are for sale. The very thick diary is for a client. I finished it and I have mailed it, and it came out looking very good. I was quite surprised. I was surprised because some of the book cloth didn't look quite right when I finished it, but being pressed, it worked out quite nice. There are pictures over at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. I have cased in three books in the last couple of days. The first two are A6 pocketbook size notebooks. One has graph paper and one just has blank paper. And one is called the Banana Book of Thoughts, and the other one is called Face, which has face written in different ways, plus a big kanji for face. But both of them are about 100 pages, maybe five signatures of five pages each, 100 pages each, and small and pocketbook size, as I say. And the last one I made, the third one I made, is 17 signatures of four pages each, so 16 pages. It's about 280 pages long, 272 or so. And it's a diary. It's a schedule book for 2022 to 2023, starting in April and ending in March of next year. And it has about 60 pictures. There's one for every Sunday, plus there's one for people's birthdays, because this is a client request. So there's about 60 pictures. And it's one page for one day. So it's quite thick. It's like I say, 17 signatures. It's 29 millimeters thick, and that required lots of thread and lots of finagling the covers right. And what I was surprised is when I finished it, the back cover was not so beautiful. The back cover had some wrinkles in it. But when I put it in the press and left it there for about 8 or 9 hours, it's no longer wrinkles. It's all flat. So it looked quite nice. And of course, the end papers are magical. All of them. All three books have beautiful end papers, which you can see over at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. That's what I've been doing in the last month for bookbinding. Moving on to fiction, I still have two novels in the works. The posthumous autobiography of Agnes Groot, Death Weaver, which is going slowly, and Surfing Osaka, which used to be called Molly Bright. I'm not pleased with the title, either title. I wanted to show that it's sort of an adventure. It's a mystery, it's a kidnapping, it's a conspiracy, but it's also very character-driven. So I want Molly Bright was going to be the main character. Now everybody's going to be main characters, so it's a kind of difficult because everybody is just as important. So I'm working on that, and it's getting closer and closer to the end as the good guys are discovering where the bad guys are. And the bad guys have, of course, kidnapped somebody. And the good guys are looking for them. And it's a ragtag collection of everybody. That one's moving along slowly, but it's moving along quicker than Agnes Groot, which is moving along very slowly. So that's what I've been doing in fiction, writing two novels, Surfing Osaka is up to about 200 pages. Agnes Groot is about 50 pages. Surfing Osaka is getting closer towards the end with the big action finish. Some of the end, the very end, has already been written in my mind. It's got to do with people looking out at the beach because it starts at a beach. So that's what I've been doing in fiction. And the three books I did in bookbinding, quite pleased with those. Thanks for dropping by. I hope to see you again soon. Please take care and be healthy. See you soon.